Good morning, and what a glorious sporting morning it is. Did you ride with Jess Fox last night? Did you take every gate? Were you swerving left and right, switching the air paddle through the rapids? Did you hold your breath for 105 seconds? Or urge and shriek through every twist? Or were you ice cold like her dad? What a man. I can't think of a sporting run racked with such tension. And the payoff? Well, the payoff was immense. It's good to cry from time to time at a sporting event, isn't it? The agony of Tuesday sated by the triumph of Thursday, and that's just us and our sport-loving hearts. Jess had to live it, and for that alone, her place in our Olympic folklore and our sporting affections is assured. The devastation of failing to win in the kayak by the barest of touches on the penultimate gate, the necessity to hide the hurt but deal with the demons, and then the sheer nerve to stare down and seize her destiny in the canoe. That gold medal is the crowning moment of a magnificent career and a shining example for every participant bold enough to put themselves in the arena. Now that we know how it ends, it's the most perfect story arc. 2 days after the biggest disappointment of her career, Jess Fox wins a fabled gold medal in the event she worked tirelessly to have introduced into the Olympics.
Into the final upstream gate. The time is looking strong for Jessica Fox. One gate to come. Fox is flying towards the line. Is this the moment she's dreamt of her entire career? She hits the line. She's got it. She has shines like gold to become the Olympic champion. She is a wonder water on the woman on the water. What a performance.
There was so much emotion tied in that race. You know, it was the first time the women's C1 was in the Olympic Games, so it was, you know, incredibly historic moment and super special. I knew that the two previous competitors, Mallory Franklin and Andrea Herzog, had put down some really fast times, so I had to put out my best run. And to do it in that way, to win the Olympic gold with an amazing run, was just incredible. So I was, you know, relieved, excited, overjoyed, proud, and yeah, so happy to share it with my team who was there as well.
And she shared it with the whole nation. Jess Fox is going to join me at 10 o'clock, Olympic gold medalist. Did you ride with her yesterday? 0433 98 11 16 1300 736 736. These are the games of miracle and wonder. And you might want the tissues handy today as well. At 11:59, to be precise, the 100 metres freestyle for women. So for so long, these Tokyo Games were framed around Kate Campbell. As the hottest of favourites in Rio, she blundered this race about as badly as a champion can. The cruel wait for redemption has stretched 5 years, and she's now not only no longer the fastest swimmer in the world, she's not even the fastest swimmer in her team. That's Emma McKeon, who has 7 Olympic medals, but it's an individual gold that she most craves, both for validation and for recognition. Dead heats have been dubious in the pool. They've been a real feature, but it would never be more welcome than at swimming's high noon. So 11:59 today, the 100 metres freestyle for women. Jess Fox to join me straight out of 10. 0433 98 11 16 to share your emotions. We lived through part of it together on Wednesday morning. Now we have the other half on Friday morning.